Now, gestures are another type of communication that babies really excel at. Before they can say their first words, they've all developed a very rich repertoire of non-verbal gestures. And there's commonly four kinds of gestures, and almost all children use some variation of the first three kinds. For example, at 9 months of age, a baby could point to something and make a noise to show that she wants that object. Between 9 and 12 months, the baby learns a few conventional social gestures. She waves bye-bye, she might nod her head to mean yes, or shake her head back and forth vigorously to mean no. And then about 13 months, the baby uses more elaborate representational gestures that carry a little bit more of a complex meaning. For example, she might hold up her arms to show her father that she wants to be picked up, or hold an empty cup up to her mouth to show that she wants something to drink. But there's also a fourth kind of gesture which not all children use. The baby might stand in the doorway waving her hands up and down with small, quick motions that might be telling her father to turn on a light. Outside on a windy day, she might pick up paper and wave it sideways to show her mother that the wind is blowing. And these are symbolic gestures that go beyond pointing to represent objects, events, desires, and conditions. And these gestures emerge just about the same time that babies say their first words. And again, not all children go through that very last stage of gesturing. Some go right into speaking. And at first, typically at about 14 months, children are using symbolic gestures to make requests. The gestures usually appear before the kids have a vocabulary of 25 words, and they tend to drop out when the children learn the word for the idea that they were expressing in gestures. In other words, they don't need the gesture anymore. They can use words.